Blog Talk Radio.
Your girl Diva Mary Kay, and I got my co-host live in the building with Tay Black. Y'all know how we doing. It's Fridays, and we got Frontline Fridays rocking 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. Yo, we got some hot music for y'all tonight. When I say y'all gonna be able to shake y'all ass to this, y'all gonna be able to shake y'all ass to this. We got nothing but hot club bangers, East Coast rocking tonight. And let's not forget, we got another hot drop from Genius. We got a hot drop from Lady G. And we got another, we're going to put out there how you can get your song and play right here on Frontline Fridays and get spin and get an interview. So y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Tay Black, holler at him, but don't hurt him, baby.
Yo, you know what's good? Now live Frontline Fridays, host Diva Mary Kay, co-host Tay Black. Yo, Frontline Fridays, man, we are powered by Phenomenal Radio. Follow them on Twitter, at Phenom Radio. Shout out to Slim, shout out to Slay Stone. What's going on, Diva, how you feeling, babe?
Yeah, I'm feeling real good, man. It's Friday, the hotlines is lighting up, it's the sun outside, get a little shine on my skin, and let's not forget that Diva got her a nice, fresh, new haircut today, so you know how we rocking out. Man, it definitely feels good. We gonna go into all these club bangers that we got. We playing nothing but indie artist music. This is how we get down. Shout out to Genius. Shout out to Slate Stone. Shout out to the whole crew over there on Phenom Radio. Y'all go to phenomradio.com right now. I know you may be listening right now, but check us out each and every Friday. www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com because we play nothing. Nothing. When I say nothing but indie, hot indie artists and indie music, but this is Phenomenal Radio, baby. It's feel the music.
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.
Y'all already know, man. We got Genius live in the building with us. Genius, how at is my G?
What's going on, Queen? What up, King? What's going on, Jay?
Yeah, what's going on? Shout out to Genius, man. It's in the building.
Yeah, got to call.
We know we
got to
get,
man, escape from this 105 degree heat we got over here.
Oh, my damn. It's
105
degrees. Wow.
Mm-hmm. That joint is no joke out here, man. Shout out to Genius, man. Shout out to Staying Hydrated.
Oh, my damn.
Yeah, need that water in your life, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the water and the AC, but y'all know how it is. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to make sure y'all watch those ACs. Don't leave them running all the time. You got to let them chill for a while because when you get that bill in the mail, it's going to be like, oh, Lord, somebody, please, help me, please, help me, help me, please. Yo, call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. 1521. Where are my people at that like to get freaky? I want to hear from y'all.
No, that's right. It's a good house.
I get the
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers on PhenomenonRadio.com. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
This is Tay Black, repping Wilson, NC, 252, all the way to the DMV, and you are now tuned into Phenomenal Radio. Yeah.
Where else can you find music this good?
Nowhere.
This is Phenomenal Radio.
This DJ Genius, and when you're not riding out with the genius, make sure you stay tuned in to the Queen Diva Mary Kay. Yeah.
And you're riding out with Genius, with Genius.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You listen to the only diva spot radio. Call Mary Kay,
Mary Kay,
Welcome back, y'all. I know y'all want us to beat it. You know, tuned in live, man, the Frontline Friday. Shout out to everybody that's cruising in their car right now, listening to us live right here on www.feed9radio.com. We play nothing but phenomenal music, and this is how we get down. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, man. Big shout-out to you, Genius, for making us that killer drop right there. We appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. I even sent you a one for Frontline Fridays, too, so that's in the mail for you.
That's what's up, man. I know we got this East Coast club music rocking. Tay, I want to get your feedback on it. What you think about all this DJ playing love songs and, you know, how we getting it in right now, murderer?
I feel like it's only just begun, for real, for real. Got to keep that shit moving. Let's go ahead and get it popping.
Hey, Dan, we about to get it popping right now. Big shout out to all the head lovers, man. You already know Frontline Fridays.
Pop that troop. guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Do you want to get this song showcased live right here on Frontline Friday? Would you like to get an interview and also get spins? Well, we are here to make it happen for you. All you got to do is send your music to DivaSpotEnt1@gmail.com. Again, that's DivaSpotEnt1@gmail.com. Here's the things that you need to do. First thing you need to do is make sure you put your name and your telephone number in the email. The second thing you need to do is make sure that you label your track so we can be able to listen to it and know exactly who the artist is, who produced it, and who's down with your camp. Make sure you leave your information and we're going to hit you up in 24 to 48 hours so you can get here right here live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Pay Black and get paid for your spins. Now, how does that sound? Let's get it crunked and turn it up. Let's go.
Welcome back, y'all. Closed mouths don't get fed on this boulevard. Y'all know how we get down on Fridays, man. Tay, holler at me, man. I'm about to go in the kitchen and make up a little margarita. Genius and Tay, would y'all like a margarita?
Yes, of course.
You have to ask.
Genius needs two.
I need three.
I got olives,
right.
You know, you got olives, I can rock it. I like the olives with my margaritas. I don't know about y'all.
Yo, it doesn't even matter. If Diva's in the kitchen working her magic, we going to take however she making.
I know that's right, y'all. Again, if you want to get your music played right here on Frontline Fridays, you want to get an interview, spins and promo, and also get paid for your spins, you need to hit us up. You can hit me or Tay up. Catch us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay or twitter.com/TayBlack84, not 69. I said 84, TayBlack 84.
That's what's up. Oh, man. Shout out to Diva, yo. Consistently for the past couple Fridays, Diva has stepped up her joke game. Y'all better watch out. Diva ain't Diva. She is not a B-man.
Tay try to act all innocent, like he don't be going in. He be the first one, yo. Tay is the first one. He will laugh. He will make a joke about you and laugh hard right in your face. That be the crazy thing about it.
I don't be doing it. Diva be starting it up. I just be laughing. Diva just be doing it.
Yo, shout out to the other Ebony Brinson. And I have to, she got mad milk. So we going to put you on blast, Ebony Brinson. It says, I'm tired of that. I never got on the music, kept on and over. Plus, you didn't answer the phone. Hey, Ebony, why would I answer my phone and I'm on the show live on Frontline Fridays? Wow, this is not Burger King, honey. This is Frontline Fridays. You cannot have it your way over here. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We got to give her. This is for you, Ebony. Pump your brakes, Ma. Just pump them. You're going to be all right. Now, if you want to get yourself here on Frontline Fridays with me and Tay Black, all you got to do is follow the rules. Because it's up on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay or Tay Black 84, not 69, 84. He's reserved. Hey, Tay.
Yes, ma'am.
I want, and Genius, too, you can chime in. We're going to get on this topic for about 5 minutes before we get back to the music. But there was a situation with my son. Now, shout out to my son, Makai. I love you. He's over there with his grandparents. And while his grandmother at work, he goes over to her sister's house, which is his aunt. And she has two adoptive children there, which my son already know what adoption is. So, and he's 8, he's about to be 9. Tomorrow is my baby birthday. But the two other kids over there are adopted, and I guess he heard grandma or grandpa talking about it, or whoever talking about the kids being adopted. So when he goes over there today or yesterday or whatever, he asks the girl, was she adopted? Now, the foster mother is upset about it and saying, oh, I don't know what's going to come after this, how the kids is going to react. My opinion is, if you, all the foster parents out there, if you have adoptive children, you need to let them know. Why are you waiting so long to break the news to these kids that they're adopted? Adoption should not be something ugly or a family secret. What time are you people living in? You know, even after they grow up, they always going, it's going to be something about them that's always going to be like, I always felt like it's an empty part of me. And they may want to search for their birth parents as they get older. No matter what their parents did, as long as they, you know, beat them, molest them or something like that, then that's different. But if they got down on their luck and they had a drug problem and they had to get their kids to diapers or whatever or social services, then that's what it is. But as far as keeping it secret, oh, you adopted, don't tell nobody, that is some bull crap. That is bull crap on bull crap. And I don't understand why people are getting it secret, and now you are worried about how the kids is going to respond now that they found out they adopted. That's crazy. If you adopted, you adopted.
I don't even know why they
were. Anybody that's adopted shouldn't be ashamed. Go ahead, y'all. I'm going to let y'all chime in, and I'm going to just shut it up.
Nah, I was going to say, I don't even know why they would have such an adult conversation knowing that they have, you know, guests in the house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think they were really just asking for somebody to find out about it for real.
So, I mean, I'll say this. My parents adopted two kids, my second youngest brother, you know, and my second youngest sister are adopted. But what my parents did is, you know, they explained things to them. You know what I'm saying? I think that that's important, especially in the times that we live in now. Kids are smarter than we think they are. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that we tend to not communicate with children in situations where we should when it comes to sex, life, and reality, because we can't live life walking on eggshells. It's better to explain those situations so that they have an understanding, you know? And it actually helped. You know, even though they were adopted, we look at them like they're blood. You know, somebody asks, oh, yeah, that's my sister, that's my brother. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think that that's important that you explain those things that way that a situation like that can easily be avoided. You know, because your son would already have known, you know, what the situation was and things like that. And it would have made it a lot easier. Plus, it doesn't confuse the child either.
It's like getting real with your children. I prepared my son when he was very young. His father drowned when he was 1 1/2. But I let him know what happened to his father, and I always highlighted the great things and let him know how much his father loves him and how he always going to be there for him. You know, why are we looking at this like some type of secret? And, you know, it's like it's not a secret. There is nothing to be ashamed of adoption. And anybody that's out there adopted as a foster child, you don't have to be ashamed. It's not some type of family secret. I don't understand what people, why do they do that? You have to prepare these kids now. That's why I prepared my son. His father passed away, so when they asked, when another child asks him about his father, he can let them know what happened, but he always follow up and let them know the good things about his father. We have very smart children. These are millennium kids. So all that trapped in the closet, flowers in the attic shit can go. Otherwise, you're going to be running around here, oh, my God, I don't know what they're going to do. I wouldn't, if I adopted a child, I wouldn't wait until they 16 and 18 age years going into adult to tell them they really going to start acting damn crazy. I'm like, are y'all serious? Well,
I mean, imagine a situation even more deeper than that. Like, I had a friend who was adopted, and, you know, his parents didn't tell him, and he actually got sick and became ill, and he actually needed blood donated. Neither one of the parents could actually donate blood, and this is when he actually found out at 22, you know, that he was adopted, you know, which was crazy, you know, and which caused the rift. I mean, they've since mended it, but, you know, that's a lot to deal with.
That don't even make no sense for somebody to then that man is on his deathbed and he finding out he adopted. Mental stress can kill you. You gotta let them skeletons out your closet. Medea, tell them about these skeletons, man.
Everybody got skeletons in their closet. Every once in a while, you got to open the closet up and let the skeletons breathe. Half the time, the very thing that you is worried about that's going to destroy you, ruin you, ain't nobody even care. People got their own life to live. My advice to anybody with skeletons is just to dust them off every now and then. Unless your closet is full of them, then you might need to keep it closed or get you a bigger closet.
Tell him, Medea. Yo, let's get back into more of this hot club music, man. We're going to let y'all check up on it. We going to jump off want music, too. We got music for y'all as well. We're going to lean with it, rock with it. And we definitely going to go in so they can put it on you, man. You tune in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay, co-host Tay Black. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. And chat room, I can't forget about my chat room people. We got much love for y'all. Y'all call us up. Y'all in the chat room checking us out, listening in. And call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Say holla.
Yeah, it's your man, Tay Black. And you're now live listening to Frontline Fridays with host Diva Mary Kay. I took like a deep-ass breath on it. Yeah, it's your man, Tate Black. We just going to keep this drop. Fuck it, I'm going to let it roll. Oops, I probably shouldn't have said fuck it, but fuck it. Yeah, it's Frontline Friday, powered by Phenom Radio. Check us out. Follow us on Twitter, at Phenom Radio, or you can check out the website, phenomenalradio.com. Diva Spot ENT, Frontline Fridays. Hit us up, blogspotradio.com. Search, baby, holla.
Oh, my God.
Hey, funny as hell.
Someone will get at us. Someone will get at us. Love you, girl. Love you, girl. Welcome back, y'all.
Yeah, you're now live. I didn't even know. I thought it was a pause in the song.
Don't worry, people. We professionals over here.
Bring the beat back. Frontline Fridays, host Diva Mary Kay, co-host Tay Black. We got the world-renowned genius on the line with us. Yeah, it's going down Fridays. And you know, Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio. Follow them on Twitter, at Phenom Radio. Genius, make sure you plug your website, your Twitter, all that good stuff, man. Let the people know where they can get in contact with you, man. You got the dope studio set up. Everything, man. Genius is the man that you definitely want to get in contact with, whether you're in the DMV or you across the states or the world.
He got damn near studios all over the world.
Nah, not over the world. New York, Philly, and D.C. That's about it. But I'm accessible. I'm accessible. They can go to the site. They can go to geniusmusic.com. They can hit me up on Twitter at Genius. You know, they get me, I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/geniusmusic. You know, just be serious about what you're trying to do. That's the only thing I ask. You know what I'm saying? I don't ask for much. You know, I'm always willing to share. I ain't one of them people that try to, you know, sit on the pedestal. I'm humble, you know. Mm-hmm. People that's trying to help them, the people that I really care more about, you know, that I can share more with, because a lot of times we get egos when it comes to a lot of things, especially in this industry or any industry for that matter. You know, when certain people get to certain echelons in life, they, you know, look at people a certain way. I work with anybody. You know, as long as you're open-minded, I don't have a problem. And working on different types of things, not even just one facet of music, because the music is universal and there's all types of music. And we have to open our minds and broaden our horizons if we really want the game to change. And we got to open our minds to different things.
You're definitely right about that, man. You got to open your mouth. If we want the game to change and we want more hot music, we got to open our minds, and make sure that we put hot music on a hot pedestal so it can get played out there. I know. You're tired of your radio station playing the same old blah, blah, blah. But
every hour
on
the hour.
Yeah, right? You don't want to sit there listening to it. So what do you want us to do? We really can't do too much about that, because you're sitting there listening to it, and homegirl or homeboy right next to you got skills out of their cahoots, and you ain't doing nothing about it. But you're like, I'll go to the liquor store with you, but you won't submit the music. So each one teach one and support each other.
Where else can you find music this good? Nowhere. This is Phenomenal Radio.
You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. So, just listen to the Diva. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay. It's Deep and Mary Kay. You are now rocking with the best. Everybody else put the rest. She the real deal. She gon' pass every test. 5 days a week, she don't give you nothing less. She the best, I confess, can't nobody else contest. Women to women wins, they get tense and desire. They be going ham, all they do is teach higher. Then it's off the Thursday with old school fire. Feed the wolves, it's real hip hop. Friday, rockin' with your boy Tay Black on that front line tip. Everybody fall back, guess you thought it was a rap. Nope, here we go, huh? Go so.
Oh.
Who do that?
Yeah, I see you down that scope with me out, baby. Let me buy you a drink or something. I'm in the VIP of the club. And when you
what?
See me trying to go, show me love, go on Hollywood and eat up. The flow, girl. I came up and notice you when you
drop it low, drop it low, drop it low, drop it low,
I'm about to hit the party, why don't you come with me?
Right now.
Let me take you round town to see my city. Until you get up with me, you know where I'm at, I'll be up to where the bottles at. I'm in the VIP or the club. And when you see me, show the cone, show me love, go on all the buddy.
The mind sales and security thicker than that. You help yourself. Alright.
nice mix.
DJ Genius, and when you're not riding out with the Genius, make sure you stay tuned in to the Queen Diva Mary K. Chip.
And you're riding out with Genius.
Welcome back, y'all. How you gonna rip it like this? How you gonna rip it like that? I like that joint right there. Y'all know they got that from Dave Chappelle's show, right?
Yeah, you made me have flashbacks. Yeah, I remember they used to have a place in Georgetown here at the stages where they played nothing but house music. Yeah, I mean, that took it back for a minute. Now you gotta go to Baltimore to really find that. So
You right about that. B More is where it's at. If you want to get real house music, real club music, you got to go to B More. I mean, North got it held down too. Jersey got it held down too. But usually, North DJs go to B More. B More DJs come back. But these, I think house music and club music is the originator of a lot of dance styles. Like, swing that shit,
It's when they sped it up, you see music up to like 125 beats per minute, because house music is from that range from 125 to 130, and then beyond that, it turned into techno. But, you know, like you said, it's definitely something that's been around for a long, long time. Because I remember growing up in New York, it was in the Village. In the Village, that's all they played in the Village. You go out to Chicago, it was big there. And even here, it's even still a few DJs here that actually spin the house music, you know what I'm saying? And it's definitely something that you can enjoy going to the club, you know, because you want to dance, you want to enjoy yourself. You know, if you go abroad, you go to Europe, then, you know, they have dub, you know, which is another form of, you know, house music, really, because it's about at the same tempo, you know, a lot of bass-oriented into it. And you could do a lot with songs. They turn R&B songs into house songs, dub songs, just like with reggae music. You know, it's not a fusion of music, or even for here with go-go, you know, which is a combination of African dance and soul music, you know, that people like Chuck Brown pioneered, and now you have so many groups, now you to list too long to even name all of them. But, you know, I mean, they know what I'm talking about. You know, it's good when it's peaceful, it's good music to vibe out to. Mm-hmm. So people get a little too involved into it.
You definitely ride it out. Well, speaking of riding out, we're about to ride out with Genius Music right now. It's happy hour, y'all. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We got drinks on deck. It's happy hour. Everything half off, man. Let's go.
I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I got a pistol in the car. A 45, if I died today, remember me like John Lennon. Buried in Louis, I'm talking all brown linen. Make all of my bitches tattoo my logo on they titties. Put a statue of a nigga in the middle of the city. Load up the choppers like it's December 31st. Roll up and cock it and hit them niggas where it hurts. Told on my partner and help them dragons, give them 30. I told them I got them, therefore I gotta do you dirty. Been in this bitch since 8:30. Suit me a dime, now man, get off at 10:30. Going on 12, go home and tell that man a lie. I got a bake sale, bitch, it's 30 for the pie. 9 for the slice, tell me that's a damn Marino. Talking quarterbacks, meaning talking quarter kilo. Niggas feel my pain, I ain't even gotta say it. Where I come from, if you open it, you can. How can I save when all my niggas in it can? Am I my brother's keeper, motherfucker, take my hand. To the club, I got a kilo in the car. Black card, but a nigga spin his chinos at the bar. I'm not a star. I'm not a star. I'm not a star. I'm not a star. All black Lamborghini smoking on the sticky. Got a couple dollars, now this nigga Sticky Ricky. Pull up to the club, I got a kilo in the car. Black card, but a nigga spin his chinos at the bar. I'm not a star. I'm not a star. I'm not a star. I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I spent a million on a car. It come alive, never feed it after dark. Gotta treat it like a gremlin. It's a multi-million-dollar motherfucker in it. And I put the blood million in a minute. I know them people wanna stick me when it's in it. I'm a player, catching bitches like I'm T.O. Trunk full of work, yeah, this nigga think he Nino. Three dice, yeah, grab a nigga 4 kilo. Pinky ring 100 grand, but keep that on the D-Lo. Diddy negotiates in the paperwork to deal. My niggas never sing if I need him, I go to Neo. Fuck a famous bitch and I treat her just like a CEO. Not even work for shower.
get life. Rich today, be broke tonight. I duck the pen as I seek the light. On my grind, my life. My life's my hood, my home the slums. My boys is deep, hoes is young. Vault is here, I'm out the way. I stash the cash for that rainy day. Those days to come, my storm awaits. I save for now, for bathing apes. For cars and wheels, for grills and chains. For cows and bulls, for screams and bangs. For candy paint, my life didn't change. My kids is grown, I need the bank. My bank for real, I leave behind a name that lives for years behind.
Big weed and drink, they can't be paid. Fresh shoes and clothes, self over hoes. Y'all idolize me, I do it for the love. Girls fly down the pole, niggas trip for hoes. Sell tons of dope, I ain't never broke. Ain't my fault that the world revolves on the dollar.
I ditch the club. It's major plays from major hoes in the major way. Short skirts and boots, thick ass with thighs. She says it's yours, come fuck me high. Got hoes with jobs, got hoes with games. Got freaky hoes that dance with haze. They like my style and I like their ways. She wants what's mine and I want what pays. I love these hoes without my heart. I fuck they mind, not private parts. They falls in lust, dick game the truth. She leaves a man, I keep the loose. She dreams of me, just met the chick. She mean to you, cause you stress the bitch. I text her home, you sweat the shit. She rolls her eyes like an exorcist.
Big weed and drink, and candy cake. Fresh shoes and clothes, several hoes.
Hey you guys, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. Do you want to get this song showcased live right here on Frontline Fridays? Would you like to get an interview and also get sends? Well, we are here to make it happen for you. All you got to do is send your music to divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. Here's the things that you need to do. First thing you need to do is make sure you put your name and your telephone number in the email. The second thing you need to do is make sure that you label your track so we can be able to listen to it and know exactly who the artist is, who produced it, and who's down with your camp. Make sure you leave your information and we're going to hit you up in 24 to 48 hours so you can get here right here live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Pay Black and get paid for your spins. Now how does that sound? Let's get it crunk and turn it up. Left up.
All right, y'all. Y'all already know what it is. It's Frontline Fridays, man. I was talking all that time, and my mic was on mute. So I'm going to say it again.
hey, you know what? You ain't the only one, Diva. Yo, don't even feel bad, yo.
Yo, I got to give a shout.
I'm the king of that, yo. Don't even worry about it.
Oh, my God. I did all of that, but I'm glad that we got dropped. But y'all already know what it is. It's Frontline Fridays, Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Check us out on C9 Radio, man. That's www.c9radio.com. We got it rocking. And you can check out all the staff that we got on here, everybody that's rocking with us, all the cool things we got. Get paid for your spins, download the toolbar, get on the power playlist. We are rocking over here, man. Before we get out of here, Genius, I'm going to throw it to you. You got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Shout out to everybody on their grind. You know what I mean? All the people that's out here putting in work, and they artists, you know, salute to all the DJs, salute to you, Queen, salute to Tay Black, you know. everybody that's out here doing something positive, you know, to make this movement go forward, and hopefully they'll be able to settle everything in Congress so that, you know, we don't have no real issues.
Yeah, so nobody won't be pulling their guns. You do not want Genius to go into Army mode. You do not want him to go into military mode. You do not want to take him back there because he look all nice on the outside. But you never know. Crazy. Crazy.
Oh, no, I'm humble. The comments that are being made right now are solely the comments of the Queen Diva Mary Kay. And do not reflect on the Genius.
Hey, take us out of here, man.
Yo, Frontline Fridays, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Spot ENT, Phenom Radio, Phenomenal Radio, Genius host, co-host, I should say, Tay Black. Yo, man, it's been a ball with y'all, man. We rocked out, had some dope club music, man. It's been a good time, man. Feel good Fridays, man. This was all about Frontline Fridays, where all the hot hip hop and indie artists live. Anybody else got anything to say? If not, we out.